Hey folks, today's Guitar Radio Show is brought to you in part by... With a unique design and construction, DNA Guitars is a clear choice when looking for the all-around guitar. DNA Guitars' recipe for creating perfect instruments is steeped in tradition while looking toward the future. DNA's recessed bridge construction is a five-point contact bridge, a solid brass bridge that is inset into the body, maximizing strength, contact, and string vibration. An incredibly comfortable guitar to play, DNA Guitars molds to your body, and the neck profiles are wonderful to play across. DNA uses an exclusive 100% solderless wiring harness that is designed for guitars with single coil or humbucker setup. Looking for versatility? Look no more. Check out DNA Guitars. Go to dnaguitarcompany.com. Custom guitars handcrafted in the USA. DNA Guitars. Innovation to fuel your inspiration. This episode of Guitar Radio Show is brought to you by Nico's USA Pickups. The quintessential pickup is finally here to capture the essence of the best vintage and modern tones on the planet. We all know there are certain periods that have captivated guitar players because of their cherished tones. Nico's USA Pickups are handmade and designed to deliver just what you're looking for. Made in America, incorporating period-specific materials for the most discerning guitarist, the tone will easily captivate your ears with an amazing balance of highs, mids, and bass response, yielding unprecedented sound and feel. Authentic tones from authentic materials, handcrafted in the USA, Nico's USA Pickups. Go to nicosusapickups.com for more information. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 91 of Guitar Radio Show. Wow. The show dedicated to all things guitar, dedicated to the guitar player, guitar builder, gear maker, and purveyors of those items that you may not know about, but you should. My name's Mark Davin. I'm your host. Hey, check us out, guitarradioshow.com. Email us at guitarradioshow@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Vine, all that shit. No. Check us out. Hey, today, man, this is cool. I can't believe it that I got a chance to interview the great Eric Gales. First of all, I can't believe what's happening with this show. It's just going crazy. Between all of you amazing people tuning in, listening, checking us out all over the planet, to all the really cool people who are coming on the show to talk to us. It is a blast. So today we have Mr. Eric Gales on the show. This is one of the cats I've been wanting to have on here for a long time. And he was nice enough to sit down with us and talk to us. Quality's a little wonky on this one. Phone connection was not so great. But what a great interview. I think you're going to really dig it. He's got a new record out, and it's fantastic. So I think you're really going to like that, too. We've got some excerpts for you. In the meantime, folks, don't forget about Adam P. Hunt's blog, his 500 Words with Adam P. Hunt. You go to guitarradioshow.com and check that out. The last one he just did last week, it was on the Ebo. So you should check that out. We are posting that everywhere, of course. Want to remind you that we are doing that giveaway, another giveaway with Nico's. It's going to be a humbucker this time. I'm waiting for more information on that. Once I have that, we can get the party started. Also want to remind you that I'm going to be at Guitarlington in Arlington, Texas. It's a great vintage show, and there'll be some new gear people there too, as well as the Killer Bee folks. I'll be hanging out with them, come on out and say hello. We'll be hanging out. Let's get started with the show. What do you say? All right. Here's some a cross section of some excerpts from the new record by Eric Gales. And we'll get right into the interview. Ready? Guitar Radio Show. GuitarRadioShow.com. We'll be right back.
consecrated lights. No Rolex watches or diamond rings. All I do is play my guitar and sing. Adam came a long way.
All right, folks. I've been waiting a long time to talk to our next guest. He is a guitarist who is originally from Memphis, and I've been following him since his very first release in 1991, the Eric Gales Band. Mr. Eric Gales, welcome to Guitar Radio Show. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, like I said, I've been following you since the very first album. I still have it on cassette.
Wow. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. You're ferocious. And one of the things I want to talk about is the new record. Eric's got a new record out. It's called Good for Something. And I've been digesting it for weeks now. And it's nothing short of brilliant. It's by far, I mean, it is your best release to date.
I absolutely agree, man. I mean, I'm fond of all of the good I put out there, and very proud of it. But something about this one, you know, having Rafael Tadeep, my good friend, producing this beat, that energy there in the lab while coming up with the whole thing, was just amazing opportunity for me, branching out a little bit. And getting guest appearances by my friend Zach Wild and Aaron Johnston, that was a big highlight for me. That was a real treat for me.
Yeah, and Rafael is one of those cats who really understands tone.
Absolutely. He does.
And that's why, I mean, and with this record, with the tunes that you wrote and your playing and his production, it was a perfect marriage of all this information.
You know, it's amazing how it all came together, but that's exactly the fusion together that I was looking for. Yeah. And it just came together, man. I'm very fond of all of the stuff that I put out, but it's something about this project that was really amazing to me. Just how it all unfolded and came together, and the highlights and the real treats for me, and things that, how everything came together was good. It absolutely did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this is probably one of your strongest vocal performance too, over the years.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that I went in another direction, but I stayed true to my core and where I'm from, but just did it with a modern folk to it, and just looked like, to me, a little more diverse than last record,
Yeah, you absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's you, and you can tell it's you. It's not, there's no guessing, but at the same time, it's fresh.
I agree.
Yeah. I was recently reading an article about you in a magazine, and you said something that really struck a chord with me, and you said that you give me a pig nose amp and a Fender Squire, and I'm going to make some music.
Right.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Because I totally agree with that.
Absolutely. It could be a pig nose and a Sears Silver Tone. it really doesn't matter what it is, it's what you can do with it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Absolutely. So let's.
At the end of the day, it is a good addition to the recipe to have a good tone, both guitar and amp wise, it's like, the perfect foundation. But at the end of the day, it's what you do with what you have. You don't have to have all the extremities of all the different kinds of sound effects and all that, multiple different amps or whatever. Mm-hmm. When it boils down, you just go bare bones, take guitar, chord, and amp.
That's right.
Let's see what you can do with it then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a stripped down and honest. Let's talk about your origins.
Okay.
You were one of these. You were a prodigy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what they called.
Yeah, I mean, coming out of Memphis, and I mean, you would even play in the streets, right?
Well, yeah, rarely. There was one time in life. That was one time in life. My brother, Eugene, oldest brother, who was one of my hugest mentors in life, he always brought me up with the mentality that you don't want to wear yourself down, being seen all the time, because when there is like a big occasion in like your home city to do a show, then, you know, it's not as big of a thing because people can say, oh, you know, I don't have to go to that show, or I can miss the show because I see him regularly all the time.
Right.
You know, so that was like considered early, but like, that was just one time in life, and I just kind of snuck away from my mom. I think I was like 10 or something like that, and played this guy's guitar that always was playing for money, a tip bucket on the street, and just played like 2 minutes and got like $25, and that was like, that blew my mind back then. That was like crazy to me.
So,
it was never upheld in the household, intending to go out and make money, you know, especially playing on the street like that. We were brought up in a religious household, so that was like far cry from the beaten path.
Right. So, was there one particular guitarist that you heard, you know, when you were younger and said, that's what I want to do, or that's how I want to pick up the instrument?
Yeah, actually, it was a number of them. Starting out from, you know, Albert King, to Stevie Ray Vaughan, Robert Trower, Frank Marino, John Lee Hooker, you know, Wes Montgomery. There's a bunch of them that, you know, was like very instrumental and just straight blowing my mind. So having you know, the exposure from my brother that was hitting me on all these different people was just magnificent, and it just added to the whole core of me coming up and being who I am.
Yeah, that's interesting. Frank Marino and Robin Trower, those are two cats that really don't get enough credit for what they what they've done.
Hey, man, they get it for me. I'll tell you that much. They definitely get it for me.
I remember seeing Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush on TV from Cal Jam. It was a trip. I mean, it was... The sound was, there's only three guys up there, and it was gigantic. The sound was gigantic.
Man, yeah. It came like it done me, like it did me. Like my brother played the album with the DLT on the front cover of it.
Uh-huh.
It was one of Robin's, I forget the name of it, but it was turned down low, but you can tell that this dude was playing so loud that it was, it was just mind blowing. And not only that, you know, this guy, you know, yeah, he gets the comparison to Hendrix and all of that, but. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny when you hear these guys that are supposedly, you know, that are, you know, Hendrix disciples or whatever, and they might be, but they got their own thing.
Right.
You know.
They do. Robin Trower had this wicked song, this wicked vibrato that, you know, always ranked to me as, like, number one. The most haunting vibrato.
Yeah.
Something that related to him.
Yeah, like BB's vibrato.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, to me, Robin Trower was a blues guitarist. He wasn't so much a rock guitarist. He was a real blues guitarist. He was just turning it up.
You know, I agree with you on that. Just amped it up.
Yeah.
And then you got Frank Marino on the other hand. He was had his, nuances of Jimi Hendrix and everything, but he was his own player too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So early on in Memphis, then you're out there. You got out playing pretty much right away, right?
Well, not necessarily. Only after having gone through the Battle of the Bands with my brothers and losing weight, coming in third place 1 year, skipping a year, come back and did it, and we won first place both days. And there was a producer there that said, "Win, lose, it's all, man. I wanna do some work with y'all, regardless." So that led to a production deal, and we wrote our first demos that we never wrote any songs before. And from that first set of four songs, it generated the interest of like 10 or 12 major record labels, and that started it off.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I heard you. The first time I ever heard you was on, do you remember the House of Blues radio hour?
Yeah.
That was the first time I think that's the first time I heard you, and that's what made me go out and buy the first Eric Gale's Band record or cassette. I knew just from that one track that Aykroyd played, I knew that there was something different. There was
you know the song?
Oh, man, I don't remember the song. I'd have to go back and look at the cassette.
Okay.
But I knew there was something different. You know, there was something else going on there that was, you know, by that point, you know, the whole Stevie Ray Vaughan thing and all that stuff, and, you know, all that had happened, and I thought for sure, I was like, oh, this is the guy. This is the guy who's going to take, he's going to take over. You know?
Well, that was something that was going around quite a while at the time, and it's still actually going around.
Yeah.
You know, I consider that a huge honor, and that also at the same time, I'm just, doing everything that, you know, I can as far as for me to, you know, excel more and more, and, you know, it's just a blessing to still be here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. To be a working musician in this day and age, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, down the road, after, I mean, you've got over 15 records out already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a great body of work. And after all this time, and you moved on, and you hooked up with Mike Varney.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mike Varney is one of those guys, I can't even think of how many careers he's helped. You know, and he's got such a, you know, the thing about that guy is I think he's got ears of gold. He knows.
He has a knack for figuring them out.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
So what was it like working with him?
You know, Mike Varney, man, when we, you know, finally connected and got together, it was like really strange because I was going through like some, like, dark days at the time, and, you know, he kind of just, you know, rolled the dice on, you know, if I invest in this dude, am I going to lose it, or, you know, is it not going to be worth it, and this and that, and he took a chance, and it, you know, led up to, you know, he saw me through some ups and downs, and it was, you know, five or six at the top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always have major respect for Mike Varney. He was there, and, you know, he did everything he can to, you know, he always would say to me, you know, I want to be here to help your career excel as much as possible, even if that doesn't involve me being a part of your career anymore. I still want to see you succeed and rise to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always his obvious. So having said that, it was just amazing to have somebody like that to work with.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great to have somebody like that in your corner and somebody who believes in you like that. So let's get back into the record, because I'm really loving the record, and folks, it's called Good for Something. You can get it on iTunes, you can get it anywhere, you can download music. If you can find a place to buy a hard copy, I imagine you can get a hard copy too. Yeah. So you got to do some pretty cool stuff, like the title track. I think the title track, in a lot of respects, kind of gets it all what you were going for on the record. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That was my intention from the whole beginning. That Good for Something, you know, it states the message, and I think the message is universal.
Yeah.
The message is definitely universal, and everybody can relate to it.
Yeah. So when I hear the soloing on this record, I mean, the riffs are just great. I mean, just great grooves. Some of these grooves are like baby-making grooves. You know what I mean? But the soloing on there is some of the most ferocious stuff I've heard you do in a while. And have you changed your approach, or are you changing the way you, what are you doing that's different as far as that's concerned?
Man, I just got this going, you know, giving it everything I got. I mean, I've always had that approach, but I got this really, like, upfront and in your face, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, mm-hmm. I'm taking no prisoners, man. I'm just going forward. So how that comes out, down is what it is, you know, and I'm really liking it. You know, I don't know if there's a particular name or label you can put on to it, but I'm really liking it though.
Right. And tell me about the track Come a Long Way. I like that track. That's one of my favorite tracks on the record.
It's pretty much a song description of one of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, fun at one point, what some of the things I went through in a hole and where I feel like I'm at, you know, right now and continuing to progress. Yeah. That's basically what this song is about.
And when you were recording this record, was it pretty much an easy flow, or was it a lot of stop and go, thinking about what you were going to do, or was it just kind of flowing right out?
It was flowing. I had to do it in like two time frames, but it was flowing. I did the vocals down here back home where I live in Greensboro to finish them up in my studio that I work on down here, but. It was flowing when it did. It was flowing. The songs as a whole coming together, they flow pretty well.
Yeah. Now, you got Zach Wilde on the record, and that track is, you got him to play this heavy groove blues, which is usually not his thing. I mean, yeah, when he did the Pride and Glory record, there was some of that in there. But you were pulling him back into a world that I think he's pretty comfortable in.
Right.
But so what was that like?
Man, you know, me and Zach had, you know, connected up, but our first time meeting was through the Hendrix tour. So
right.
We had an opportunity to, you know, we connected really, really tough, and you know, just asked him what he did. And I know there was a different, you know, style, but, you know, I like all different kinds and genres and style of music, so you never know who I might have as a guest there.
Right.
I thought it was, like, off the beaten path, but it was cool. And I sent the track to him, and he did his thing. He heard it.
Yeah, I saw that Experience Hendrix tour actually here, and it was amazing. I mean, you had Mato Nanji on there too,
right?
And that was crazy.
Yep.
I mean, you two together is insane.
Yeah, Mato is like Jimmy, like a serious player, like Jimmy.
Yeah. And then you ended up on the record. You got on the record. You got that track E2 Note for Note with Eric Johnson, who's a hometown boy here in Austin. That was interesting to me because you were like, all of a sudden we got to see your fusion side. We got to see your jazz side. I mean, it was like wild for me. I was like, oh my God, I can't tell who's who.
Right. It was wild. It was like really wild. To have like a year, you know, me and one of my all-time idols. One
that,
you know, it was a perfect
title.
I'm
not going to
get
going.
I put the
title
in. He did his thing, man. And, you know, he come out well.
Yeah, he's
and he's a sweet guy. Absolutely. Just humble dude. Just real quiet. You know, and looks pretty damn good for his age, by the way.
Right?
Looks absolutely fantastic for his age.
Yeah. So, one of the things I always got to talk about, because my audience loves to talk about it, especially when they hear a guitar player that they really love, they want to know about their gear.
Right.
So you're hooked up with a whole bunch of folks. You're hanging out with St. Blues and Two Rock and Dunlap and Eminence. So why don't you run us through your signal chain, starting with your guitar?
Well, what I'm gravitated to the most is using this my Magneto. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of that the Sonic Strat type style.
Uh-huh.
And you know, but I also just acquired some deals with like Olympus guitars, also John Page guitars, definitely St. Blues. Exotic, you know, these are like some way back, and acquire good relations with them. And when I can, you know, I don't take all of them out at the same time, but when I do, you know,
mm-hmm.
I like to support them all.
Yeah.
And that being said, I run that through my pedal board, which consists of whammy pedal, and it goes to the wah-wah, Bob Bradshaw wah, made by Dunlap, into the boot drive, which is made by Exotic, and they made the Eric Gales model. So that's my own signature pedal made by them. And then that goes into this club, I can call it the Colossus Club, made by Mojo Hand. Mm-hmm. And then out of that, I go into the Tech 21 Delay, made by Tech 21. That's the delay I use. It's got the tap tempo on it and everything. Then I go into EVH Flanger, made by Dunlap. Then into Ringworm, that's made by Dunlap as well. Those are just odd sounds. And into what I'm using right now is my the boutique amps and the chain is called Pure 64. They sound fantastic. They come with 212 cabinets and I run, 100 watts through that, but they're beautiful. They're great sounding amps. The guy is out of New Jersey that makes their light. I can't pronounce his last name, but Jim Ranchi or something like that, but Pure 64, you can look them up online or whatever. And just go into the amps from there. Sometimes I use that, sometimes I use a clean machine, a few. Sometimes I use my two-lock. That's basically what I go back and forth with.
So it's pretty straight ahead.
Yeah.
Keeping it simple.
Right.
Well, that's good. It makes life easy. I mean, it's interesting, too, because, folks, if you go to ericgalesband.com, you can actually see your setup as far as your footprint for your stage.
Right.
That's on there, too, which I think that's super cool, especially for the guitar geeks. They love that shit.
Yeah, man. It's right there.
Yeah, it's super cool. It's super good. That's great. I like that you keep it simple. I'm all about keeping it simple. I like that.
Right.
So you with this record now, I mean, and I'm in total agreement with you. It seems to me that, a record like this, you got to get out there and you got to show the world all about this record because, I mean, great. It's great. We got the internet and we can pump it out that way, especially like through shows like this and all sorts of other ways. But bringing it to the people is really what it's all about. And you are like going crazy for the rest of the year, touring.
Yeah, busy.
So you are, I mean, I'm looking at the European dates over on ericgalesband.com. You can look at the tour dates. And starting in October, you're bringing your music to India, man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Have you ever done that before?
No, never been to India.
This is amazing. You are like, do you realize you're an ambassador, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been told. That's what I've been told.
I mean, you're,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
you're crazy. Bringing this music to these people, and that's incredible. I mean, folks, starting on the 8th, and I know we've got listeners in India. So, folks, on 10-8, he's going to be in New Delhi. And then after the India gigs, he's going to be in Switzerland, in Germany, the Netherlands, France, back into Germany, right. Austria, Denmark, Norway. I mean, man, oh, man.
Right.
It's wild. You are going to be so busy. Are you going to get home? Are you going to get home for Thanksgiving?
It don't look like it because I got to go out again after that. It's the third year me and the wife was talking about it, maybe second year, that we ain't been home for Thanksgiving.
Wow. So now do you go with the family? Does everybody go or is that too much?
Well, yeah, with my band, yeah, we consider family. But my wife is always with me.
That's great.
She's my manager too, so, and she does background vocals. So.
Well, that's good. You got somebody close watching things.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'm blown away by this record, and you never ever seem to disappoint in regards to playing. This is just a ferocious record, and it's got vibe and style. And I hope that you get to work with Rafael again because it's a great combo.
Me too, man.
It's
It's a great combo.
I love to. I've also talked to. I do work with. I play with Lauryn Hill as well.
Yeah.
I talked to her about, you know, producing a track or two on this next record, and she said she's absolutely down for it. So who knows? I've got some other.
That's amazing.
Other branching out happening in the sequence. So let's see what happens.
That's amazing. That's amazing. One of the great voices of the last 15, 20 years.
Yep.
For sure. Well, I'll tell you, Eric, I've been waiting a long time to talk to you. Well, actually since 1991, but I never thought I'd get the chance, so I'm really happy that we got to talk today.
Me too, man. Me too.
I wish you all the best with this record, and folks, go to ericgalesband.com for all the information. There's a lot of information on this website. It's great. It's a great site. And get the new record. It's called Good for Something, and you can get it on Amazon, iTunes, all over the place. It's out there. You just gotta go get it. It's good for you, without a doubt. Eric, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And
thank you, man.
Yeah, and we will be in touch.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
All right.
See ya.
All right. How cool was that, man? I'm telling you. I am so grateful to do what I do and get to do what I do and bring this to you. And the fact that you guys are out there listening to it and these folks are willing to come on and talk. Mr. Gales, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being on the show. And a special shout out thanks to Mr. Scott Thomas for arranging it. Greatly appreciate it. Him over at Guitars Forever. Thank you, thank you. This was great. And there's so much more cool stuff to come. I'm so excited to tell you about stuff that's coming up in the next few weeks. Our next episode, episode 92, is going to be Mr. Bernie Torme. 93, Greg Koch. Amazing guitar player. Episode 94, Mr. Paul Reed Smith. We've got some great stuff up ahead for you, as well as the guitar player and guitar maker that you don't know about, like Dunnable Guitars, the folks over at Nico's. Thank you so much for being part of this show. The folks at DNA Guitars, thank you for being part of this show. We've got so many cool things coming up. We've got Adrian X, Tom Caulfield, the Crash Dolls, Kevin Kastning, Prashant Aswani, amazing. Like I had mentioned also, the Dunnable Guitars folks are going to be on the show. We are getting ready to do an episode on the vintage market. We're going to talk about the vintage market. We've got an episode coming on Gibson Guitars. And we're getting ready to do a second installment of All Things Heavy, which I'm really looking forward to. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in to Guitar Radio Show. I want to thank you all very, very much as we get closer and closer to episode 100, which is going to be real special. I got something special planned for you. All right, we got to get out of here. In the meantime, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you. Oh, keep on playing. And we'll see you on the next episode of Guitar Radio Show. Peace.
Everybody say, F you, Ed! I like this crowd already.
GRS Productions.